Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, say hi to the judge who ruled that toxic cancer-causing artificial food dyes can't be banned from food. Looks like nobody messes with her Joe Louis and Twinkies. So yeah, she's not going to cut off her own supply. I can't believe that RFK Jr. lost to this. This just proves that the feminization of soy society is almost complete. Did you know that 60% of graduates coming out of law schools these days are women? God help all of those trying to find justice. Up next, New York City teachers discover that teenagers can't read clocks after a school banned cell phones. Growing up, this is one of the first things we learned in kindergarten. To be fair, though, it is an obsolete skill now. The only place you might see the hands of a clock are on the clock tower of a civic building or really expensive watch these days. Imagine those teens buying watches worth hundreds of grand as a status symbol, yet they're unable to tell what time it is using them. Telling time is Gen Z's version of driving standard. Number three, Trump didn't give Canadians a 69-cent dollar. Bad healthcare, 4 million refugees, and he didn't double our debt either. I'm tired of this, but boomers voted the Liberal Party back in to keep house values going up and up. Now, ironically, they're going down, and it'll probably stay flat to down for another 3 to 5 years. Most boomers are already on fixed incomes and unemployable because companies won't hire old workers. What will they do now that no one will buy their homes? Moving on, Chrissy here, the head of the Australian Federal Police, says that the Bondi massacre was now motivated by religion. Looks like someone's drinking the old idiot juice here. What do you call two Muslims using long-distance hole punchers on Jewish people? Are we really to believe that they're just randomly targeting them? She's also 46 years old and looks like she's in her mid-50s. All that sun in Australia not only got to her brain, but it also turned her skin to leather. Number 5, Canada was once Indian students' top choice, but now they're walking away. Good. We're full. The reason they came here in the first place, though, is because Indian companies were scamming them and promising that if they got worthless diplomas and degrees at Canadian colleges, they could permanently get resident status and eventually citizenship. Their parents sold their family farm so they could come here and work at Tim Hortons. Now over a million of them have to leave over the next year. Boo-hoo. Up next, here's Bryce Dallas Howard looking respectful. You gotta have some respect for those mommy milkers. Am I crazy to think that she looks perfect like that even though that I know that clearly this is photoshopped? The rational part of my mind says this is a picture of milky diabetes, but the irrational part of me wants to cram my face between those. If she was a little bit thinner and younger, she would actually give Sydney Sweeney a run for her money. Number 7, Northwest shows off her diamond-encrusted shark teeth and razor-sharp nails on Instagram. You don't want your family jewels anywhere near those family jewels. If you go anywhere near her and get hurt, that's on you. Remember that she's only 12 years old. I'd probably be acting like this and living like this too if I was a Nepo baby. This is how the super wealthy spend money on their kids while you can't afford food and birthday gifts for yours. Moving on, this guy divorced his wife, who was Miss Nigeria 2017. Only to then marry Miss Nigeria 2018. People upgrade their cars and phones to the next year's model all the time. So why not their wives too, if they can afford it? Also, are there any recent updates? Did he upgrade again to the 2024-2025 model? I just hope he didn't get divorce graped every time and could just annul each marriage before it gets to the next stage. Maybe we should start calling this the trophy wife syndrome or something like that. Number 9, speaking of other famous footballers getting divorced, Achraf Hakimi's ex-wife, who is going to have to pay him spousal support now, has apologized to him and regrets filing for that divorce. She says she wasn't thinking right and was misled by her friends. Are we really shocked that here we have another woman that's unable to take accountability? Now she's probably going to marry Hakimi's mom instead. Yeah, she's not falling for it either. Up next, Canada's deporting almost 400 people every week, the fastest rate in over a decade. But those are rookie numbers. But they have to get those up because this year 1 million Indians are going to see their temporary workers' visas expire. 400 a week is only 21,000 a year. That's only 2% of what they have to clean up. Looks like our current Liberal government got the votes they needed to win the election. So it's time to ship them back home. They also got their money in the form of $20,000 a year for tuition money from those diploma mills. Number 11, Texas is the first state to stop Jeff Bezos' synthetic egg project. What's he doing trying to become the next Bill Gates or something? Look how well trying to stop people from eating meat went and how his synthetic meat investments went. Bill Gates also tried to make fake butter for some reason as well. technically we're also eating bugs, but they just happen to be reprocessed by chickens like this one. Why are these people so obsessed with fake foods? Moving on, this guy says that he's willing to sell this boomstick to a guy and that his background check came in okay. But before he can sell it to him, he's going to need to see him eat some bacon. If only the people selling the long-distance hole punchers to that father and son that went on a rampage in Bondi Beach did this, then odds are it never would have happened. I'd go one step further and keep a black dog in the shop and ask him to pet it. Hell, dogs are so trustworthy that I trust them to sniff out people's character. Number 13 is civilization's decline. Once again, freedom of speech is one of the first casualties as they become authoritarian. In Australia, they're saying that freedom of speech has to go in order to preserve multiculturalism. It's the same playbook for the entire Commonwealth. Maybe the United States should have fought the Commonwealth during WW2 instead of Germany. Because without freedom of speech, you don't have a free country. Australia just wants to make sure its citizens can't complain or fight back while they're being replaced. Up next, welcome to Canada, where we're now putting up ads on public transit to remind Jeets that they should give up their seats for pregnant women. How can we be sure that that's not just a transvestite with a beer belly instead of a pregnant lady? But this is pathetic because giving up your seat to a pregnant lady is just common sense. It tells you all you need to know about a culture when it seems to lack all common sense these days. I'm surprised it's not a picture of a white man giving his seat up to an Indian. Number 15, Valero took a $1 billion loss to get out of California because of Gavin Newsom's mandates and regulations. Imagine what he's going to do to America if this douche canoe becomes president. I guess it's time to add VLO to the long list of companies that have left California over the last few years. And I'm sure that there'll be many more to come. If the tech companies ever leave California, the place is screwed. Hollyweird is about to get killed by AI. Moving on, people say that every person in this photo was a Democrat at one time. They still are. It's just that the party moved left of Stalin over the last 20 years. They aren't actually conservatives, and I don't blame Elon and Trump for being married multiple times instead of sticking with one wife like George W. and Bush Sr. What's really sad is to watch all my former liberal friends from the late 90s and early 2000s change their value system and become ideologues, while I remain the same. Number 17, which body type do you prefer? I prefer somewhere between 2 and 3. But my ideal would be to take some of the butt from number 3 and add it to her chest and she'd be perfect. These days women's expectations are so out of this world, and there's so many thirsty men that realistically their only choice is between a chubby girl and a built one. The rest of the women are way too out of their league of average men these days. Even the chubby fat dude on the right is looking for chads these days. Up next, Carolyn says that women should spend more time fighting and pleasing a good husband instead of chasing meaningless careers. That feminism lied to them. But it's too late. Population collapses upon us, and the good husband material guys refuse to settle down, because they're now playing the field. Many women like this aren't really anti-feminists. They just post stuff like this so they can get some attention. That's where we are these days. Number 19, the math ain't mathin', because their age gap grew 3 years apart in 2025. Shawshank Redemption is one of my favorite films, partially because there were only two women in the entire movie, and only one of them had a speaking role. Maybe that's why the film did so poorly at the box office and only made money later on VHS and DVD. You can also visit the Mansfield Reformatory where they made the film the way that I did, and even recreate the infamous shower scene with your girlfriend, of course. The warden's office is there, and the safe as well as the Brooks Was Here room. Moving on, the ICE border czar Tom Homan says that they're tripling their deportation force in the new year. It makes sense because if you can get the foreign invaders out, then you don't have to give them social assistance and Medicare, and that slows the financial bleeding down for the governments. Hopefully the deportations will be historic as Trump deports 10 million of them in the next 3 years. I would target the illegal Jeep truck drivers first. Number 21, here's the Can You Look Into Her Eyes challenge. Most guys will fail before they even know it is a challenge. But sure, I can look into her eyes while I'm fondling those puppies. Even women will fail this challenge too because they'll look at that fancy purse behind her. I bet that 99% of guys had no idea that that Louis Vuitton purse was lurking in the background. Up next, Mary says that dating in her late 20s is so bad that she should have married her boyfriend back in college. Women think they can keep finding better and better men as they age, but they don't realize they hit the wall around 27 or 28. And after that, they can't get commitment from chads anymore. Besides, the best women are already married by 20 and they pick the top 10 or 20% of men, leaving nothing but scraps for the rest. I've never met a woman to have a serious relationship with after the age of 25. Number 23, here's the difference between 18 years living with your loving parents versus a couple years with college professors? Well, at least her hair isn't purple and she hasn't chopped off her chest yet. Putting tattoos on a woman's body makes it look as dirty as it already is from being manhandled. If I was in the tattoo or piercing business, I'd set up a booth at freshman orientation and get them while they still have money to pay for my services. Moving on, looks like the reason modern dating is bad is because of men. That we need to learn to lower our standards on dating apps. How much lower can we go? Most of us swipe right on everything, hoping that anyone responds. Most Sims these days are willing to accept single mothers and 300-pound hand planets. And if men do want women like that, it's our own fault for not rescuing a woman from her bad decision and her carousel riding. No thank you. Number 25 and the last one, here's another study, and this one says that 1 out of 6 adults have a backup person that they would leave their partner for. Actually, since the vast majority of these people are women, that means that 1 in 3 women have a man that they would leave their current partner for, if he said yes to them. Plus, most women won't admit this, so it's probably closer to half of all women. Most men are so busy running through hoops for their current partner that they would have no time to line up another one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.